Here's the English translation of the text you provided. Note that the original text is already in English, but I can clarify or rephrase key points if needed. Oil climbs as strikes on Saudi facilities stoke anxiety, Hormuz near standstill. Gold prices dip ahead of US-Iran talks, CPI data set for weekly rise. Japan rules out major domestic risks from private credit for now. Russian diplomat, Moscow will not abandon Cuba, help with energy. Oil prices extend gains as Hormuz disruptions persist. US-Iran talks eyed. Gold prices inch up amid hopes of Iran ceasefire stabilizing. Attacks cut Saudi oil output and east-west pipeline flow, state news agency says. Oil prices pull back from session highs on Israel, Lebanon agreeing to negotiate. Lebanon seeks temporary ceasefire to allow broader talks with Israel, official says. Peru faces record field in election, corruption and crime top voter concerns. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 4.61 cent. RS2 CEO gives card issuing unit 2 years to prove fintech model works. BofA names EDAA stocks as rising chip complexity boosts demand. TSMC revenue jumps 45% in March, beats expectations in Q1. Stefano Gabbana has stepped down as Dolce & Gabbana chairman, filing shows. Bessent Powell warned bank CEOs about Anthropic model risks, sources say. TSMC's Q1 revenue jumps 35% YY, beats market forecast. Artemis 2 astronauts hurtle home from moon toward splashdown. NVIDIA-backed Lumentum sees orders filled through 2028 on AI demand, Bloomberg. Tokyo Electric shares rise on report of SoftBank, Blackstone Capital interest. Asia-Pacific faces weaker growth and higher inflation from Middle East crisis. ADB warns China March PPI returns to growth for first time since 2022. CPI misses forecasts. Ecuador raises tariffs on Colombia to 100% from 50% as tensions escalate. Venezuela approves mining law to encourage foreign investment. Italy sees slower GDP growth due to high energy costs, economy minister says. Brazil eyes strict budget curbs and tax break limits in 2027. Mello says U.S. wholesale inventories post biggest increase in 13 months. Natural gas storage report shows higher than expected increase. Wholesale inventories rise unexpectedly, signaling potential economic shifts. U.S. fourth quarter GDP growth revised lower to a 0.5% rate. Morning bid, that is not the agreement we have. Iran says no delegation sent to Pakistan. Talks still suspended. State media, polls in Hungary and Peru next in key election year for world markets. U.S. consumer inflation expected to have surged in March amid Iran war. Japan wholesale inflation jumps. BOJ vows vigilance to stagflation risk. China sees first producer inflation in over 3 years. BOJ will set policy with eye on scale, length of Iran war shock. Deputy governor says dollar set for weekly drop ahead of U.S.-Iran peace talks. South Korea holds rates steady as Iran war fans inflation, growth risks. Enhance secures $1 million in strategic pre-seed funding to bring structured yield to more assets. Exclusive, TalkEdge valued at $15 million as firm targets $100 million crypto fund launch. CoinW partners with Luka Modric as global brand ambassador. Bitcoin clears 71K as AI and privacy tokens race ahead. Bitcoin pairs gains, holds above 71K as Iran's ceasefire boosts risk appetite. Bitcoin Depot reports 3.7 million cryptocurrency theft from cyber attack. Polymarket acquires Brahma to scale its crypto and DeFi infra. Wirex and uTorg bring seamless crypto to card spending to 2M plus users worldwide. Strategy's Sailor, BC likely bottomed at 60K. BC.game launches BC Engine, Instant BC, auto-staked and paid hourly in BCD, Wheaton Precious Metals to report Q1 2026 results on May 7. Cathie Wood's ARK sells BWX technology stock, buys GeneDex.